Religion Outside the Box podcast. I'm Rabbi Brian. We're going to conclude our talk of the Bible today. So we've learned a lot about the Bible, and today I want to talk about what I call a suggested middle ground. I gave some of this away a little bit earlier, but I think this is going to help a lot. What I'm going to tell you is going to help non-believers see some redeeming value in the Bible, and it's going to help believers who find themselves painted into a corner how to deal with historical passages of the Bible. It's this notion of true and truth. It's a simple statement, yet it's profound. Understand it. The Bible is filled with truths, while it in itself might not be true. It's filled with truths, while it in itself might not be true. The distinction lies in the difference between the word true and truth. Something can be truth, have truth in it, without being true. Let me explain. Story of George Washington and the cherry tree. We all know that story. No reputable historian thinks that that incident ever happened. Nonetheless, there's a truth in it. It might not be true, yet there's truth about the importance of honesty. Of course, ironically, it's a story of honesty in a story that's not true. True is if it happened. Truth is whether there's a moral to it. Okay? True isn't the important thing. Truth is. You know the tune, It Ain't Necessarily So? It doesn't matter if Jonah made his home in that fish's abdomen. There's a truth to the story. One of the morals of the story is you can't get away from God's will or that which you know you're supposed to be able to do. Please understand this difference between true and truth. With regard to believers and non-believers, there's actually only one group that needs to change, and it's whichever group you think that you're in. Those who are believers who would be upset that the Garden of Eden story is a truth story, not a true story, let me ask you, do you care if I tell you that I believe that Pegasus didn't have wings? It really doesn't matter what I believe. The important thing is that we need to focus on truth where everyone can understand. If you're a non-believer and you're upset by the notion that there's truth in the Bible, nah, I don't think you actually believe that. Do you be upset that there's truth, that there's stories that contain truths in them? I don't think so. Let's look again about paradoxicality, that something can be true and not at the same time. I know in my heart that I didn't stand at the base of Mount Sinai, as in that Deuteronomy passage. I know I wasn't there. At the same time, I know that I was. I know that I was, and I also know that I wasn't. There's a great four-letter word I want to end this with. It's a four-letter word, S-O-M-E, some. Some. We don't need to understand everything, but we can understand some. We don't need everything, but we can we need some. We don't like everything, but we like some. The same with the Bible. We don't have to understand all of it. We don't have to like all of it, but some. I'm Rabbi Brian. Lots of love.